jumping on the phone on Static this evening. It's great to have tracked down Dylan from Cloud Nothings. How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, a little wonky from flying over here, but otherwise, yeah, looking up.
Good to hear. I heard you were a bit knocked around today, Dylan, so I'm glad you're fighting fit and ready for your show tonight.
I'm glad too. Yeah, it would be weird to not play a show.
Have you had to do that much? I mean, the album has actually just celebrated its first birthday, so I'm guessing you must be nearing the touring cycle for Life Without Sound. Is the end in sight?
It is the end. Yeah, I would say this is just the end. This is the extra little thing we tacked on. I was excited that we got to come back here. It's been a while since we were in Australia, and I love it, especially because it's summer here, and it's like freezing fucking cold in Cleveland.
Yeah, good to be away from that. Mm-hmm. And so, apart from feeling a bit woozy, how's the touring of this record been the past 12 months, Dylan?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We went all over the place. Again, you know, it's crazy we've been able to do that the last couple of records, and just like the last few years of my life have been a lot of just wandering around the world. And yeah, the tour's been great.
Because you took a more measured approach to creating the songs for this record, right? I mean, they were the first ones that you wrote without bashing them out right before recording them. So have the songs on the road sort of stayed their tempo or their course the way you intended them for the record?
Yeah, I feel like this record, definitely playing live, the songs haven't really kind of morphed as much as like the last couple records playing live. We recorded the last couple ones like very quickly, you know, and so then through the live shows, after the record was already done, the songs kind of almost became different things entirely, you know, from the recorded version. And this one, it seems like we made the record first, you know, and worked on it a lot. So then we kind of just keep playing them the same way over and over, which is kind of interesting in its own way, too. Yeah.
I've also read that working on them a lot means that you had the luxury of being in the studio for something like 3 weeks, as opposed to a shorter period of time, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we were there at this recording studio in Texas for 3 weeks, which is too long. Actually, it turned out that's a long time. We could have done it probably a lot faster. But people were like, you got to go for 3 weeks. I was like, oh, okay, I guess we'll do that.
Dylan, I'm always fascinated when you read those stories about bands like U2 or Metallica making albums and they're in the studio for a year. It's like, what are you guys doing there?
I would love to know what they're doing in there. Yeah, I feel like unless you go in there with like nothing and no ideas and you haven't seen each other or like played an instrument, you know, in years or something, I feel like you should be able to make a record faster than that. Yeah, even 3 weeks, I was like, this is too long. Yeah, we can do this in like a week. Yeah.
So to being in the studio for those 3 weeks, did it make you think about the lengths and the styles and the sounds and all those kinds of things of these songs? I mean, there's no 7-minute ball terror on this album like Patton Walks or Wasted Days, you know?
Yeah, I've never heard that phrase, ball terror.
Man, you're in Australia, you can use it right now.
Yeah, I can't wait. there's no long tunes on that one. I don't really know why. I think I kind of just didn't want to be like, oh, we're the band where every album has a long song, you know, and it's crazy. Yeah, there's like a noisy part, you know, I don't like being predictable, I guess, and I feel I do another thing where it's like, oh, there's one long song, you know, that's just sort of like, it would have been kind of just doing the same thing again, you know. I feel like we'd make the same record if I was thinking about that. Tried to do a bunch of short, really pretty poppy tunes, I think.
And did you also find yourself in a different headspace when you were writing these songs? Because you'd spent a lot of time away from Cleveland in the lead up to making the album, right? Like, I read you were in a relationship in Baltimore for a while, but it was actually when you went back home that the spark fired up again for Cloud Nothings.
Yeah, well, I was in Massachusetts, actually. But yeah, you know, I wasn't home for a lot of it. And I guess that was weird. When I think about it, you know, it was like, I guess it was 3 years between when Here and Nowhere Else came out, the record before this one, and then Life Without Sound. And I don't really know. Like, when I think about it, I kind of don't really know what was going on. Like, I can't remember what was going on in, like, 3 years of my life.
You got to start writing this stuff down a bit more. Write more songs.
I guess so. Yeah. No, I was definitely keeping busy. Yeah, but like I feel like the last couple of records before it, you know, what we had done was kind of work stuff out as a group. And I feel like this one was a little more like I came with just songs that were just done, you know, and there wasn't too much to do other than just like learn them and practice them a lot. So this one was more of a solitary experience, I guess, you know, kind of like the original stuff we did when I was just making things in my bedroom. Yeah.
Well, one thing I can remind you also did in that interim, Dylan, was that collaborative album with Nathan from Waves. I mean, how much How much of a different experience was that, you know, working completely away from the band?
That was pretty different. Yeah, no, I just went to his house for like 2 weeks or something. Yeah, I'd never really done anything like that before, I guess. It was like his brother was kind of like producing the whole thing. So we were just hanging out for a little bit, a lot of food.
I would wonder when you go to Nathan from Wave's house to make a record if 90% of that is not sitting on the couch, I don't know, smoking weed and playing Mario Kart or something. Did that factor into it? Or?
There was a lot of that going on, yeah.
Because the songs on that record are really short. Like, if we're talking about lengths of songs, that's sort of the briefest amount of material you've done, right?
I think so, yeah. I think the whole record's maybe not even, probably not even 30 minutes. But yeah, no, and the same, the drums, I think, are just like the same drum loop. The same short drum loop kind of chopped up and spaced out, like, over all the songs. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of... So, it's a funny record.
So, if nothing else, Nathan taught you a few shortcuts, did he?
I guess so. That's one way of saying it, yeah.
And so, are you thinking again about the next Cloud Nothings record, or is it going to take you 3 more years of wandering in the wilderness before it comes together, Dylan?
No, I think 3 years of wandering is too long. no, we're already working on the next thing. I think we're going to record it pretty soon. And hopefully have it out this year. That would be the goal.
Is there an even more acoustic sort of toned down Cloud Nothings record in you? Or, I don't know, the symphonic phase of Cloud Nothings? Like, are there going to be different styles on the horizon?
Yeah, the next one's symphonic. That's it, yeah.
You promise?
We're going to make our phonic record and then probably break up. And I'll go back to college, I hope. Yeah.
Well, that's just like Metallica, you know. They started like making symphonic versions of their albums at some point. So,
that's true. They straight up got like the orchestra.
Yeah, the San Francisco Orchestra. Maybe that's what you need to do. Is there a Cleveland Brass Band or something you can maybe get on?
There's a world-renowned Cleveland Orchestra, my man. Yeah, and we're going to get them on our record.
Well, tonight might be the last chance for Sydney people to see this incarnation of Cloud Nothings then before you start playing Sydney Opera House next time.
Yeah, just by virtue of having too many people to be on a normal stage.
But yeah. I'm glad you're feeling less woozy, and of course people need to get their skates on to catch Cloud Nothings tonight at Oxford Art Factory. So it's great to have you in town, Dylan, on the last shows of this tour.
True, yeah, great to be here.
We might have a listen now to a song that you did as a tour single at some point last year as well, this Wipers cover of Sacrifice for Love. This is a very toned down Cloud Nothings.
Yeah, man, no, this was just me playing alone because the label wanted a B-side to this single. So I was like, all right, and I played this song that I like a lot. Yeah, it's by the singer of the Wipers, Greg Sage. Yeah,
did you sort of flick through your record collection and think I can cover this one?
Well, I've just been listening to that a lot, and I think I was listening to it a lot when I made, or when I was writing the songs that were on that record. You know, I had like a cassette tape of it, actually, that I would just play a lot. So yeah, that song kind of always stuck with me.
All right, we'll have a listen to it now. It sounds like you're walking into a wind tunnel there on your way to Oxford Art Factory, so we'll let you go, and this is Cloud Nothings on Static, and have a great show tonight, Dylan. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I've been